Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. There's a list of things out from the BuzzFeed where they surveyed people, and Tech D Rob is going to gloat, I think, about this list.
Ooh.
It is common things people find disgusting. All right. Let's see. Belly buttons.
Yeah.
People find belly buttons to be disgusting. Mm. The texture of wooden cutlery. You know, if you get a knife that has a wooden handle, like a steak knife, and it I guess when it's the lacquer or varnish or whatever it is rubbed off of it, it's kind of rough feeling. It kind of gets slimy if it gets wet.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in on a seat that's been warm because somebody just got up from it.
I know people
that's
say
disgusting.
That. I love that.
I love it too.
When people floss in front of others, that's a good one. Eating runny eggs. I don't get that. I want the runny.
Yeah, same.
Random hair, like on a bar of soap or on a bathroom sink. That's
is gross.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't like that. If it's not yours, one. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the number one thing, the feeling of lotion or moisturizer on their skin. That's what Rob says. He can't stand the feel of lotion on his skin.
Yup.
Now, I want to know, because that's a new thing with the culture. Nobody years ago ever said, I can't stand the feel of lotion on my skin. Now, younger people, millennials and below, say that.
Mm-hmm.
So what has caused that change? Is it because they never thought about it before, and then somebody says it goes on social media, and then young people see, oh yeah, oh, and they make a funny video about it, and then other people go, yeah, I don't like it either. Just like before the late 80s, nobody ever said that kissing is more intimate than relations.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Pretty Woman came out, and Julia Roberts, playing the Prozzy in that movie, said that. That was one of the lines in the movie that was so impactful. Then everybody started talking about that.
Mm.
It became a thing then.
Mm.
So I'm wondering where the lotion thing came from, because I think it's more disgusting to feel dry skin. Like if my hands get dry,
yeah, it's awful.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies. This is a technical term for it.
Heebie-jeebies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Yeah, so what is it? What?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's what I wish. I'm just saying that's what I wish they would do the study on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either, because my kids are too young, obviously, for social media. But with them, I'll lotion them up after a bath. And you would think I'm putting lard on their butt. They're like, what do I do?
Oh, okay. Well, then. The lotion must have changed then, if people just fit, because your kids wouldn't be influenced by social things.
I know. And Delilah will get it on her hands and be like, can I wash my hands now? I'm like, rub it in. It's like they're scared to death of it.
I slather my stuff in it.
Say, I would bathe in it if I could. Well, I could, I guess.
Yeah, you could.
I need to. I'm ashy.
So there you go, Rob. Being ashy is not disgusting. Having lotion on your skin is disgusting. So
yeah.
I guess agree. You were right.
Yeah. You're like a 4-year-old.
You're right all along.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Anything becomes a weapon. You know, people say that all the time. Anything can become a weapon. Whereas a guy in Wildwood, Florida, got arrested Sunday. He allegedly assaulted his roommate with a bologna sandwich. Have y'all seen this story?
No.
29-year-old Aquavius Chandler whipped the sandwich at his roommate while they were arguing about video games. So you got, 30-year-olds arguing about video games. The guy told the police what went on was he was trying to sleep, so he took his PS5 back from Aquavius's bedroom because he was being too loud while playing it. which is very understandable. People get on those video games and they just lose all sense of how they're supposed to be acting. Just yelling, screaming. The sandwich hit him in the center of the chest, and that was it. They said that there were no visible injuries. Aquavius got charged with a felony, though, because it's not the first time he's had run-ins with the law. He's been arrested multiple times for battery, including two other attacks that also involved video games.
No way.
He got upset over a video game in 2022, threatened a 60-year-old man with a knife. But they don't say what the argument was about. And then a year later, he pleaded no contest after choking his sister during a fight that involved his gaming.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So he's facing charges for felony battery and violating his probation by hitting his roommate with a bologna sandwich.
He needs to go to jail.
He does need to go to jail.
Lock him up.
You can't control yourself. I mean, how into video games do you have to be? I mean, Rob is so into them and has been his whole life, but I don't know if he would lash out in violence at someone. But then again, we don't know. Rob can't snap. Rob can be mean.
Have you ever gotten in a fight, Rob?
No. Oh.
Just online.
Behind
the Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
You ever hit somebody with a sandwich?
No. Okay. I'm not wasting a sandwich.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you kidding?
But anytime you throw food at somebody, that can be considered assault.
I guess it does seem a little dramatic, like it's felony. But he's got all these other arrests.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about this guy. He needs to be in jail, I think.
Yeah.
Or does it depend on what was going on that causes him to throw food at somebody?
Maybe. I think it depends on the sandwich too. Because like, if you're throwing a yummy one at me, I'm cool with it. I'm gonna eat it.
You're gonna try to catch it.
Yeah, bologna. I'd be like,
see, that would make it worse to me. Yeah. Like, you gonna hit me with a bologna sandwich? Yeah. Oh. But evidently, it was Aquavius's sandwich.
Yeah.
That he was eating because the other guy was asleep.
Sounds like he was asleep. Mm-hmm. So he just like picked up his thing. Like, no, you're not taking my PS5.
Yeah.
Or your PS5 back.
Well, and then again, he shouldn't have been letting Aquavius live with him anyway or be over there if he's acts like that all the time.
Yeah.
You're just asking for trouble.
Aquavius.
Yeah. Aquavius.
Calm down, Aquavius.
Aquavius, no.
<That's> crazy.
Not the bloaty, Aquavius.
Now, you can hurt somebody with food. Like if you're throwing frozen food at them, you hit somebody with a frozen Cornish game hen.
Yeah.
Then that's going to draw blood, probably, or make a knot.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So the top trending topic at the moment is this airline crash in Washington, D.C., a flight from Kansas to Washington, D.C. that the Reagan Washington National Airport collided with a Black Hawk military helicopter that was carrying three soldiers on a training flight. And the plane was carrying 60 passengers and four crew members. Some of the passengers included people from the United States figure skating team and Russian figure skaters. And search and rescue operations are currently underway in the Potomac River.
Yeah.
The video is all over the internet. Just looks like this helicopter T-bones this commercial airliner, right before it lands.
Yeah,
right,
it's so 9 weird. PM. So weird.
It is really weird.
And I'd be glad to get some details from investigations and black boxes and all of that stuff, all of the usual things.
Yeah. It's super sad and is certainly the top trending topic today. So we'll give you updates as they are available throughout the morning or whenever you're listening to this. But there are some other things going on, obviously much less important, but they're rebooting Little House on the Prairie on Netflix.
Yeah, I saw that.
Interesting choice. My mom liked Little House on the Prairie. Mm-hmm. My mom's in her 60s.
I forgot how many download or streamed minutes the original Little House on the Prairie has gotten when people have found it and
there's something just must
people
be
just
like,
that old timey. And that's why I'm wondering if the new one is going to stick with that same theme of Little House on the Prairie, which was, you know, rugged American spirit and, you know, and all of that kind of thing. Or if they're going to turn it into, you know, a 2024 edition, you know, yeah, a 2025 edition.
And didn't they think the dad was hot or yeah, good looking? Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Landon.
Yes.
Michael
Landon. I remember.
And if any of y'all don't know who Michael Landon is, that he was a big star in the '70s and eighties, but, his daughter is the one that plays Tater on, Yellowstone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tater.
Yeah.
Tater.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if people are going to, you know, tune into this. But obviously they've heard something. They think it's going to be a success or they wouldn't make it. So Little House on the Prairie coming back to Netflix. Monica Lewinsky back in the news. She's launching her first podcast. It's called Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky. Obviously, you might remember her as the infamous White House intern that was hooking up with Bill Clinton back in the day. I did not have relations with that woman. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's sort of, you know, living her life and wanting to do a podcast. Let's see. Will people be interested? Do people want a Monica Lewinsky podcast? It'll be interesting to find out.
I can tell you no.
No. Yeah. I mean, she was how old? 20, early 20s when that happened. So, young. All right. But since then, since she's been, you know, more mature and everything, she's still like trying to, I don't know why she would want to be doing a podcast.
Can I say she probably doesn't want to get a real job and just tries to make money off her past? Nobody cares.
But didn't she have a successful, didn't she have a line of handbags or something? She did. She's been doing okay, I think, for herself. And then she gets treated like I think she's getting treated more like a celebrity.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's certainly a celebrity. Yeah. And she's probably like, you know what? I want to say, people have been talking about me for, you know, decades. It's time for me to say something.
I think she said it though. Hadn't she said everything?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. So, we're going to play a little game next called Cup of Classics. Next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
The other day, Lindsay said the most expensive ticket she ever bought was to a Justin Timberlake concert. Over the summer, it was in Kentucky, and she paid, what was it?
Close to $500, if not $500.
Yeah. $500. That's, if you're paying $500 to see somebody, they are iconic to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's iconic.
I think so, too. I mean, yeah. NSYNC is certainly iconic. Mm-hmm. But what is iconic to you? We're going to find out today. I have a new game. It's called Cup of Classics. TJ and Lindsay each have a cup filled with iconic singers or bands in their cup. And you will have to tell us who is on the sheet of paper without using their name. You don't have to sing their songs or do impressions or anything like that, but explain to everybody. We'll try to guess who it is. So TJ, why don't you go first? Okay. You pull out a name out of the cup, and then it's going to be an iconic singer or band, and explain to us who they are without using their name. Let's see if we can guess.
Detroit. Redneck white trash is how he describes himself.
Detroit redneck white trash.
And it's not Ted Nugent.
Okay.
He's gotten political lately.
Kid Rock.
Right.
Okay. That's Kid Rock. Okay. All right, Lindsay, you go ahead. You pull a name out and try to explain this iconic singer or band.
Okay. NSYNC's rival.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys. Okay, good. All right, that was easy. Yeah. All right, TJ, go ahead. You guys are good at this. Thinking.
She's now a stand-up comic, and she goes by one name.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Which, by the way, I looked everywhere for that video of her doing stand-up. You can't find it.
No.
It's nowhere.
Right.
Although she did do stand-up on Jimmy Fallon like 10 years ago, and it was awful. I never knew that. In looking for the video, I found that.
Once you see the stand-up comic walk up with a notebook,
yeah,
it's you got to figure it's going to be rough.
True.
You
know, true.
She reads it like
All right, Lindsay, you're up.
Oh, they're from London. Five women.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Spice Girls. Yeah.
I was about to say One Direction.
Well, them too.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Yeah, Spice. Were you a Spice Girls fan?
It was a little bit after my time.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right, TJ's up.
Okay. She is proudly gaudy.
Proudly gaudy. Cyndi Lauper?
No.
Lady Gaga?
She's the most loved, one of the most loved entertainment personalities in the history of the world.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love Dolly. Okay. She's that was gaudy. A good one. She is gaudy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, Lindsay's up.
All right, the number one in the world forever.
Michael Jackson.
No, it's a female. And
Taylor
dates,
Swift.
Yes.
Oh.
Number one ever.
Ever in America. In the world.
She might be. All right, TJ, you got time for one more?
No, I think we don't have time.
Well, you guys were very good at that.
I'm not good at guessing.
You're not good at
guessing. Guess one.
Come to class. Yeah. Love that.
I'm good at the clues. I'm not good at guessing.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I mean, you just never know what you're going to get with this show. During the break, Lindsay was telling us about this 76-year-old woman she saw on the internet who's pregnant. and then Riggins goes, can you get pregnant after menopause? And I said, I don't think so. I don't think you can. And what did you say?
I said, it's like the old Sarah and Abraham story. Like in
it's
the
like
Bible.
Sarah and Abraham.
Yeah.
You could have knocked me over with a feather. I went, huh?
Well, I started reading the Bible. It's reading the Bible in a year. So you read a certain number of chapters a day. I've talked to y'all about that. It's an app called the Bible Recap. You should get on it because it's good. But back in the day, you know, 10 years ago when I was on y'all's show, me and Brickens, we had a fight about like who was the better, like the holiest person. Or I'm like, I know more about the Bible than you do. You know, I didn't know much about the Bible. I mean, I did. Yeah, I grew up, but I haven't read the Bible, you know.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't remember why that.
About you went to Catholic school. I know more about the Bible than you do.
Yeah. Like who was a better person, like morally. But now I really, in fact, do know more about the Bible. I mean,
it turns out
I'm only
right.
in Genesis. So like first chapter of the Bible, but.
Well, then calm down.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, really.
They say every time LeBron's seen reading a book, he's in the first chapter.
You're only in Genesis. That is,
oh man. That is me though. So, you know.
But does it count that you're reading the Bible when you listen to it to go to sleep?
Yeah.
So it has an option for the narrator to have different accents. So instead of me reading it, I listen to the British accent one or whatever in it, Australia, whatever it is.
I haven't made it past the seventh day yet. I'm waiting to find out what happens.
Yeah. God just created. So we're just waiting around.
I'm ready to rest.
Yeah. But I get behind like five chapters because, you know, the kids are sick, you know, we're behind. So I have to literally listen to five chapters and I go to sleep. Yes, most of the time I fall asleep. I mean, it's not the most uplifting necessarily in some parts. So, mm-hmm.
But I thought you were listening to it to help you go to sleep. Like what's that famous app that has the celebrity voices on it?
Calm.
Calm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I think I do.
I can't wait to figure out what happens to this Jesus guy.
Yeah. I'll follow.
He sounds great.
He sounds good. You know, we're just going to wait around. But I did, I do, in fact, fall asleep because the voice is so calming and it's British and it's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wake up and it's paused. And I miss like a whole three chapters. I'm like, wait.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Do you go back and have to pick it up or do you just consider the messages that you're getting while you're asleep, the subliminal?
It depends. Sometimes I go back. Sometimes I'm like, there was just a lot of weird stuff going on in that chapter. We'll skip it.
Yeah. Wherever it ended.
Yeah.
You know, that's how much I read.
Yeah.
That apocalypse stuff is a bit of a snooze.
But the Sarah story was interesting. So that's how I know that. She was like 78 years old when she gave birth.
That's wild.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. You might be right. You do know more.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Such a guy. You know, she's like, you know, when somebody's in a coma, they say, talk to them. She can hear you. Keep reading the Bible. She'll hear it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, obviously the sad news of the day is the plane crash in Washington, D.C. The helicopter colliding with an American Airlines flight. But this is sad as well. Not as sad, but this is sad to me. I saw the story that members of the Gen Z, the Zoomers they call them, can't even scramble an egg. Like their cooking skills are not even on average. Their cooking skills aren't even to a point where they can scramble an egg without, how do they say it? Without, because it's quote unquote too stressful.
Oh, stop it.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Mm-hmm. God. Now that is the basic. You know, that's one step above boiling water is being able to scramble an egg,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And like I always said, it doesn't matter whether they're, you know, boys or girls, they should all learn how to be able to cook something for themselves. Even if, I mean, not, they don't have to be chefs, but just know how to cook something.
Mm-hmm.
And, they just get too stressed out for it. I don't know.
Is it the cracking of the egg or the actual whisk?
I don't know because they can't blame that on texture. It's a texture thing. You know, that's the big excuse that a lot of people use to, because when they can't explain, you know, why they don't like something, they just say it's a texture thing as a fallback.
Yeah.
And then people go, oh, okay, yeah. So they can't say that about scrambling eggs.
Mm-mm.
It's a texture thing.
I even think scrambling eggs is easier than boiling an egg because then you have the boiled egg, you have to, you know, crack it and make sure it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, this scrambling, and then you have to put it in an ice bath to get it to stop the cooking process. There's a little bit more to it.
Yeah.
But just scrambling an egg, if you do it just the basic way, you can just crack an egg in a skillet and start mixing it around till it turns into scrambled eggs.
Yeah, is that stressful? That's like the easiest thing you can do, right?
Yeah.
Or that's what I say.
It's one step above boiling water.
It's just
I think it's even easier than a grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. You're stirring.
Mm-hmm. You're just stir it. You know what? Don't even stir. Just crack the egg in there and just call it a day.
Well, I mean, yeah, then that would be a fried egg.
Well, what, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's stressful buying the eggs because they're so expensive, but the scrambling, I mean, yeah, you just, what could possibly stress you out about?
This is why I hate kids these days. Honestly, no. I can't.
I was about to say, well, a lot of it's not their fault because, you know, they've been raised thinking that the world is about to crash in on them and, you know, people terrifying them all the time.
Well.
But I'll let you go with yours. I hate kids.
Routine. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Tonya Harding is one of the top trending topics. Obviously, there's a big story out today with the plane crash in Washington. But Tonya Harding also trending. Oddly enough, she has joined X, formerly Twitter, and she made a video announcing her debut on X. Here's what Tonya Harding looks like now.
Yeah.
She is an older woman. You don't see Tonya Harding very often, no. But she has reemerged.
Did she make a video?
Yes, she did.
Did she cuss in the video?
I don't know that she did. Because
I've never heard her speaking. If it's on regular TV, she has to be bleeped most every time.
Really?
Yeah. And we interviewed her one time. She was in studio for something. She was in town, and we thought it would be fun. She came in, and then she cussed on our show, and then didn't even realize it because it's just like natural to her. That's her vocabulary. Just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Did you ask her about the Nancy Kerrigan stuff?
No, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, really? What was she promoting?
It may have been she was doing that boxing stuff.
Oh, okay.
She was boxing.
Oh, man.
I've never liked her. What was the... Did it come out that she had done that? Was she behind it? I was so young
she was involved. It was her boyfriend and then another guy.
Okay.
That that did it. And I don't think she ever said that she, I think she still denies that she knew they were going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, then the story is she's was an Olympic skater, and her biggest competition was a woman named Nancy Kerrigan. And she was the top skater, and somebody hit her in the knee, Nancy Kerrigan, after practice to try to injure her so she couldn't compete in the Olympics. That would give Tonya Harding the edge, and she would win the gold medal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And she never went to jail for that. She never.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I don't think she did. But the boyfriend, Gallucci, or whatever his name was.
His name was Steve something.
Galooney.
I'm surprised he didn't rat her out.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember that story when I was a kid, but in sort of a dark coincidence, speaking of figure skaters, there were a couple members of the United States figure skating team on this flight from Kansas to Washington, D.C. that crashed last night after it collided with a military helicopter with three soldiers on board. On the plane, there were 60 passengers and four crew members. Search and rescue missions are underway in the Potomac River right now. So sending lots of love and prayers to everybody affected by that disaster. So we'll have more updates as they're available. There is one woman on the internet who is making a ton of money for highlighting one unique space in her home. What is it? I'll tell you next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So this is a perfect example of work smarter, not harder. There is a TikTok creator. Her name is Sarah. She's making millions of dollars with one specific kind of video. She makes videos decorating her toilet and really the area in her bathroom that's surrounding the toilet. Her top video has over 20 million views. Her videos regularly get millions. The title of her hottest video says, "Transform My Poo Place into a Pink Dream." And she says that she spends, on average, $700 transforming her toilet into an elaborate setup over there. She'll put down different toilet covers and then a foot massager and light candles. She puts up a TV tray so she can eat on the toilet. And yeah, she says, "I don't see anything wrong with eating in the bathroom or even eating on the toilet. It's just my preference. I don't mind it. I know some people are grossed out." She said, "One of the best strategies on the internet is hate. When you can get people to hate you, you get a lot more attention and you make a lot more money because of it." Huh. It's kind of dark, isn't it?
Yeah. Ew.
$700 each time to decorate her toilet, or she calls it her poo place. 27 years old.
Yeah.
Making a lot of money. So you got to balance it. Is it too disgusting? Are you too?
I'm not doing it for any amount of money.
No.
I'm sorry. And plus, that's super tacky what she's doing.
It is pretty
1970s,
tacky.
1970s, what do you call that? Shag?
Yeah.
Carpet.
fuzzy toilet seat cover.
Yeah. Well, she says she works hard on it. $500 to $700 to decorate her toilet for every video, but she more than makes up that money with the views on it.
Do you remember when women were ladies and in a discreet about things? Do you remember that? Do you remember when they acted like they were special and didn't talk about pooping all the time and cussing like a sailor in front of people they don't know? And do you remember those days? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine your mom, Riggins, calling the bathroom her poo place on stage at, you know, when they're having their big homeowners association meeting of the retirement community, and she's at a speaking gig, and what kind of arts and crafts are you into? And then her talking about her poo place.
Could you fathom?
And making everybody just sit there and think about her being on the toilet.
Yeah, no.
And what she does on the toilet and all of that. No. Yeah, you know why? Because your mom has manners. Right.
So,
she's a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
Bring them back.
It's gone.
TikTok.
Mm.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.